Absolutely. I can definitely understand what brought you here. And honestly, it won't be a problem. We're very efficient and we always get results for our riders. And it won't be any different with you. There is so much to understand about the psychological relationship between a horse and its rider. So much that allows you to understand how a horse thinks, and how important it is to be perfectly connected to that pattern of thought. But don't worry, we've done all the research and we can make it quite simple in your mind. Have you ever thought about how humans and animals are so similar? It's a common idea that humans and animals have so many things in common, some more than others. Things that make them the same, like traits, needs, behaviours, like relaxing when they listen. Both humans and animals can respond to ideas with similar behaviours, like associative learning. You've probably heard about it before, how animals can be trained to expect that something will happen. And horses share over 80% of their DNA with humans, so you're quite similar to a horse in many ways. But you remember how it goes. So simple, conditioning, or even deeper, the difference between classical and operant methods. Like you might enter a place that you know well, or even just a scenario or state of being in your mind so relaxed. When you close your eyes and listen intently to a voice you recognize, the tone, the cadence, the language reminding you of how it feels so familiar to go deeper as you listen, as you relax. And it's the same for a horse. When they enter the stable, sniffing the air with the familiar scent of hay and other horses, they will know instinctively it's time to be locked behind the gate and chew on the hay. So familiar, to listen to a trainer and relax. It's classical. Or the other method, where a trainer might scratch or stroke a horse's neck so nicely to allow a deeper relaxation now, with the reward, or offer a tasty apple, which feels so crisp and tart and juicy, until, soon after, a horse will form a link and prioritize those behaviors which they expect to be rewarded, like listening and relaxing. So easy to train an animal. Where a hypnotist might speak or explain something so nicely, to allow a deeper relaxation now, before the reward, or offer a trigger or trope which feels so tempting and powerful, like drop, until, soon after, you can let yourself form a link and prioritize those behaviors which you expect to go deeper, like listening and relaxing. So easy to train a human. And I bet you're wondering whether you can be trained to listen like an animal. Humans are always looking out for patterns in what they hear, focusing on the words to see whether there are any hidden meanings. Because humans like to think they are above animals, that we have more control of your instincts, your needs, to behave and relax as you focus and listen, searching for the tricks in the words that drop you down deeper as you listen and try so hard to think about what I'm saying to your subconscious. It's so tempting to think that humans are different from animals somehow when you feel so relaxed already. Tempting to imagine the ways that humans